This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Connecticut, bird lovers are crying foul over the fate of an exotic species. The group Friends of Animals considers the monk parakeet to be intelligent and friendly, but a local utility company considers them a nuisance and has been collecting them and having them killed. From member station WSHU, Tondalea Wilder reports.
As a few West Haven, Connecticut residents watch from their porches, a power company worker is in his truck's bucket, slowly hoisting himself to the top of a utility pole. He's carrying a large stick and a net he'll use to dismantle a twiggy, 4-foot-wide multifamily nest firmly lodged on top of the pole. Awakened in the dark and trapped into the net are 5 Quaker parrots, also known as monk parakeets. These bright green non-native birds look out of place in chilly Connecticut, but judging from the size of their nest, this is the place they call home. The birds are handed over to a USDA representative who puts them in a cage and slams it shut. In accordance with the American Veterinary Association, they will be gassed with carbon monoxide. UI says the monk parakeets are to blame for 4 fires and nearly a dozen power outages over the last 3 years. West Haven resident Bob Landerman calls the nest removal a necessary evil.
There are people who are on heart machines and whatever that can't afford to lose their electricity and have a problem during this winter because of those nests.
His wife Ruth is shaking her head in disbelief.
They're loud, but they don't need to be euthanized. There's other things that they can do with them. They're spending money foolishly.
United Illuminating serves about 320,000 customers in southern Connecticut. Company officials say they have no choice but to remove the nests. The birds, attracted to the heat of transformers, have an unfortunate habit of building their nest on utility poles. UI spokesman Al Carbone.
We've been a company for over 100 years, and birds have been on our various, wires, resting there. But when they build a nest next to high-voltage electric equipment, then we have a problem with public health and safety.
Carbone says the company spent $125,000 to get rid of dozens of monk parakeet nests on utility poles in several towns. So far, more than 200 birds in West Haven, Milford, Stratford, and Bridgeport have been captured and euthanized.
A lot of the statements about the trouble that the birds cause are exaggerations.
That's Priscilla Farrell, president of the Connecticut chapter of Friends of Animals. Her group filed suit against UI to stop the project. She says the power company has treated the birds like vermin.
This is blowing out of proportion, a problem that happens every once in a while and can be solved without a mass slaughter of birds.
Ornithologists believe smugglers brought monk parakeets to the U.S. from South America in the late 1960s. They have since settled throughout the country. UI says it has tried everything from plastic owls to chemical repellents to discourage the monks from returning and nesting on the poles without success. But Connecticut State University biology professor Dwight Smith wonders if UI has tried hard enough.
If you disturb the nest at the correct times, they will move elsewhere. It's not simply that they restrict all their nesting activity to power lines, because they don't.
The Friends of Animals are claiming a partial victory in their campaign to save Connecticut's monk parakeets. United Illuminating recently announced it would stop capturing the birds for now and only remove the remaining nests. The company denies its decision was prompted by the efforts of the group. Currently, state law does not consider the monk parakeet a protected wildlife species. Overcoming that technicality may be a battle for willing lawmakers as well as bird lovers. For NPR News, I'm Tondalea Wilder in Fairfield, Connecticut.